On yon Argyle beyond Rock Isle, where flocks and herds were plenty, there lived a squire and a sister, and was a pride of all that country. 'Twas young Glengyle who courted her, intending for to marry, but a Highland lad she did prefer. He was handsome, brisk, and merry. When tidings came to young Advan, how Neil had boasted proudly of favors gained by Lady Anne, which made him swear thus rudely: "By all the friends that I possess, if I live to see the morning, this youth or I shall breathe our last, I'll stand no more such scorning." On yon seashore where the proud waves roar, he challenged Neil to fight him. These two men met before the sun, not a living creature nigh them. What's ill, my friend," Neil cried, "that you should want to destroy me? I will not flattered be, Sir Neil. Unsheath your sword and fight me. Sheath up your sword," Advan Neil said, "don't you resume to fight me. For well you know in Scotland there's none that can wave the broadsword like me. I know your boasting courage, Neil, but why should you despise me? And if you do refuse to fight, like a dog I will chastise thee." It was many the savage and deadly thrust this generous man he warded, for to take the life of such a dear a friend, himself he only guarded. But being vexed and sore abused, his angry passion started, and through the heart of young Advan his sword he quickly darted. "Curse on my skill, what have I done, rash man that thou would hazard, for to take the life of such a dear friend, when I would have spilled blood to save it? To some far isle I will exile, to fly I know not whether. How can I face my Lady Anne, since I have slain her brother?" Then turning himself this round about, to see if there was anyone nigh him, and who should he see but young Glengyle, like a bird that he came flying. I come to stop the strife, but since you have been victorious, I will have revenge or lose my life. My honor bids me do this. Sheath up your sword, Glengyle," Neil says, "where is this quarrel grounded? Three times I could have pierced your dauntless breast. Three times I've had you wounded. Then saying this, he quit his guard, and young Glengarl advanced, and through the heart of brave Sir Neil, the sword behind him glanced. Then falling down, Neil cried, "I'm slain, he do to all things earthly. Adieu, Glengarl, you have won the day, but you have won it basely." When tidings came to Lady Anne, time after time she fainted. She ran out and kissed their clay cold lips, and o'er their fate lamented. Oh, brave Sir Neil, why was you slain? Why was you so abused? For a braver man never faced a foe, had he been fairly used. Now for your sake, a maid I live, Glengarl shall dear repose be. And for your sake, for 7 long years, the dewy black shall close me.